Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jordan and his friends, and only you, Judge Benny, following the dream.
Don't.
You did give him a chance.
He was thinking about it.
Go on, John.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
What? Hey!
You're not happy when you do that. You did not do that.
So we can take 10 points away.
Oh, don't be like that.
Oh,
boss man.
Unless.
Yeah, but.
Unless. We've been asked.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Yeah, we have.
No, we haven't.
Can you put the joke that got you 10 points that was erased from history into this episode?
It belongs in history.
No, it doesn't.
It needs to be. Put in a box.
Just because you're not happy, I certainly can, boss man.
Oh, you can remember it now?
Yes.
Right. Off you go. Okay. Let's hear it.
Oh, not now.
No, now.
Not now.
Why?
No.
Wow.
I'm going to save it for the joke, off, you see.
Oh, no. No, we need it now.
God's sake. It's going to come out so wrong now, isn't it?
I know.
We're not even going to laugh. Go on. We're all looking at you, John. Make me laugh.
You see, you should have let me wait.
It's going to be such a letdown, this.
I know.
The lost joke from the lost tapes.
Let's just get the episode done and I'll see what I can do.
Go on, then.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
We're starting again, are we?
Yeah.
With that is that the energy we're going with today?
Yeah.
Hey, mate.
No, well, to be fair, you went, hey, and all that, then you started pulling your face out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, because it's annoying.
Like,
yeah,
well, God.
Yeah, but I'm just vibing, Andrew.
Yeah, he's vibing, well, Andrew.
I'd rather you didn't.
Please don't vibe.
Yeah, but that... What year is it? 2026? That's what people do in 2026, you vibe.
You don't want to give up vibes. People are listening. They don't want to hear your vibes.
No, they don't want to ruin my vibe.
Stop being happy. Come on, what have you been up to, love?
I'm just still on my holidays, I think.
What's life like with Auntie Dawn, then? Can we talk about her for a minute?
Oh, yeah, of course we can.
Go on, then.
God, it's like living in... you get waited on hand and foot.
Oh, and food.
Food?
Food. What? Food.
I said it as it was spelled, I'm sorry.
Hand and foot.
I've been watching, like, this girl on TikTok, and she says things as a spell.
You go more northern as these episodes go on, you know that?
I know, yeah.
Right.
It's right.
Great, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Go on, so
Auntie Dawn. Do you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to create a little video. And you know, what is it? That seagull. In...
Mine.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
But you're
right,
going...
Right.
We need to do that.
Right.
There you are. There's your next challenge.
Oh, have you got the national anthem handy on a button?
No, I can't play it.
Oh, you're not allowed to?
No, I looked at it.
No, he did explain this a couple of weeks ago.
No, that was regarding copyright music, but surely national anthem not a copyrighted piece of music.
No, because it's very, 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 very old.
Yeah.
But if somebody re-recorded it within the last 100 years, it is then under their copyright.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd think the national anthem would be under like the public domain, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you would.
You know, it belongs to us.
It's not, because if somebody goes... So if an orchestra goes to the effort of re-recording that national anthem, they've got to get their money back somehow.
Yeah. Oh!
Wow.
Guess what I've done?
You've not wet yourself again, have you?
No.
What?
I nearly did when I remembered this.
Go on.
Come on, we're doing it. I can't wait till the end.
Well, back. Is it the joke?
Yeah.
Oh, you've remembered it?
Yeah.
You remembered it?
Go on.
Should we do it now in case you forget it?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
I joined a fisting club the other day.
Right.
Oh, not because it's a hobby of mine, but just to widen my friend's circle.
You see, it made me laugh again.
There we go.
I'd forgotten the joke.
Yeah.
That was worth 10 points, that, mate.
That was the 10 points.
Should we give you another 5
save?
Points for that? For remembering.
Give me 20.
No, all right, yeah, I'll give you 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, 20 points. Following the dream.
Should we explain about the national anthem, by the way? We mentioned it the other week, didn't we? Every time you hear the national anthem, you stand up.
Yeah.
So I want Boss Man to get a national anthem. Oh, we can't do it.
We can't do it, no.
God save
us. I mean, we can do it if you buy yourself a PRS licence.
I've got a PS2 on.
That's not entirely the same thing.
If we get a PRS licence, will that cover us for everything?
Yeah. So you could play music.
Right.
Hey. Well, let's get a PRS license.
So, get everybody put 20 quid a month into your Buy Me a Coffee. You can play as much music on here
as
you
want. Is it a couple of hundred quid a year? Is that what it is?
Yes, about 300, 400 quid.
Well, I've got Photoshop and Word. I can make stuff on that, so I'll lock us up a license.
No, I'm not going to disclose that. I've just realised what I was about to disclose.
What?
Mid-benefit amount.
All right, just tell us.
No.
No one's listening.
Well, they are, right? Well, we're done.
Well, are they?
Oh, that brings me to a question that I had to ask you.
Who?
You.
Oh.
He's looking at you.
Yeah. Well, I've been asked off one of our few listeners. She's called Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
She wants to know where you get the listening data from.
Data?
Data, whatever you want to call it.
Data.
From the internet. From your audio boom platform.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
How does that work? Elaborate.
Every time someone tunes in,
yeah,
it'll track them. It'll say who listen, how long they listen for, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
What mental capacity they're in, what prison they happen to be in, because clearly it's the only channel that's on.
Broadmoor.
Is that right, boss man?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
So that's how we know people are listening in Thailand.
Yeah.
What?
But they don't understand us. They just like, well...
Yeah, Dave's listening in Thailand.
Dave?
Davina, Dave, you know.
What? Is it my quiz time?
Your quiz?
Yes, my quiz.
Have you got one?
I had one.
Oh, have you done it? Yeah, let's go.
Do you mean you want to play my quiz?
Yeah. The outer square.
Hang on, let's see if we can hit the right button first, shall we?
Yeah.
Well, can you explain what I'm actually now doing?
You're looking at a load of buttons, scratching your head.
On the other side of the bleeding room.
The outer square. It's that time of the week again, folks. The outer square. And here's your host with the most, Boss Man.
That'll be me. Right. So I think in the lost episode...
Yes.
You did ask if we could do things like music stuff, didn't you? Music-related... Yes. Beat the intros, that kind of thing, and we looked into it and said we can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So the outer square this week is more music themed.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, question one. Current affairs. Bill Oddy of the Goodies recently passed away.
Did he?
Which of these was a hit single for him? Was it A, Magic Roundabout, B, The Funky Gibbon, C, Dance Monkey, or D, The Birdwatcher?
I know this.
I'm going to go. Shut up.
All right.
I'm going to go for The Birdwatcher.
I'm going to go. Do The Funky Gibbon. The Funky Gibbon.
Kevin will be right.
Hey!
Point to Kevin. Question two. Which European capital city is mentioned in the lyrics of Men at Work's 1983 number one hit, Down Under?
Oh, wow, what a question.
Is it A, London, B, Brussels, C, Paris, or D, Rome?
Yes. Do you know this one, George?
Mm-hmm.
I generally don't know this one. I know the song, but I don't know it. But go on.
Brussels.
I'll say Brussels as well, then.
Yeah, you're both right. Hey! Right, question three. Sam Fender and Olivia Dean recently broke the 73-year record with a song at number one in the UK. It was there for 19 non-consecutive weeks. But what is the song called? Is it A, Rain On Me, B, Rain Me In, C, The Rain Is Over, or D, It's Raining Men?
It's raining men. You know when you say the non-consecutive weeks? Mm-hmm. Is that beating like Brian Adams, Everything I Do? Is that what he's saying?
Well, he was number one for consecutive weeks, wasn't he?
Right.
So this song, I think, has gone up and down. Back to number one.
That's why it's non-consecutive.
So, yeah, non-consecutive, yeah, for 19 weeks.
Doesn't mean anything then, really,
does it? Not really, does it?
Absolutely nothing. Can we have those four options again, please?
Yep. A, Rain On Me. B, Rain Me In. C, The Rain Is Over. Or D, It's Raining Men.
Jordan, I know this song, but I can't remember what it's called, but I'm going to go for B, Rain Me In. What are you going for?
A.
Hey.
Rain On Me.
Kevin gets 3 points.
Way.
And the final question. Amanda Holden related, not music related. Amanda has got an Instagram account, but what is her handle? Is it A, No Holden Back, B, Holden Out For A Hero, C, Holden Tight, D, Mandy Boo Boo?
I like Holden Tight. That's a good one. We know this one, don't we? It's A, isn't it?
No Holding Back.
Yeah.
You're both right. Kevin, you win this week. You get the trophy.
Where is the trophy?
It's in safekeeping.
So he doesn't get it.
Oh, okay.
Here's another joke of the week. Right, scores on the doors as they stand. Jordan, you're on 46. Kevin on 45.
Whee! Close again.
Who's going first this week?
Oh, go on then, Judd.
I felt really bad for my girlfriend about me premature ejaculation.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. I'm already laughing. Go on.
And she said I should get some cream to stop the sensitivity. It obviously worked because now I couldn't give a fuck about her.
All right. Okay. What's that? Kevin.
Jordan, boss man. I was tickling my boy's little feet the other night until my wife woke up, but she started yelling at me something about wait till he's born.
Do we need to put an 18 rated certificate on this podcast now or what?
Probably. It was him that lowered the tone.
Yeah, but you just because he does doesn't mean you do.
If he jumps off a bed, you don't have to do the same.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Him and his proverbs.
John, so shall we say goodbye, John?
Goodbye, John.
Do you know what point?
No, wouldn't
you? Oh, get on
then. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're not worth points.
Shut up! Come on!
That's actually quite a toughie, that one, isn't it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Jordan, I'm actually going to give you the point.
Woo! Well done, that man. That love.
No, can I change my woo for something?
No. Yeah?
No.
Wait! Right.